Hello.
Hello, is Cecilia Michaels there?
Who's this?
Hello, good evening. My name is Chris, and I'm calling from National Opinion Survey. I'm not selling anything. I'm conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing your community and the nation. Your name was chosen at random, and your individual answers are confidential. First, are you in a place where you can talk safely and openly on your phone?
Yes.
Thank you very much. I know we're calling you on your cell phone, so we will make this as quick as possible. We really appreciate your time. Now, does anyone in your household work for a news media outlet, including print, radio, internet, or television?
No.
Are you 18 or older and registered to vote?
I am, yes.
Thank you. We know it's a long way off, but what are the chances that you will vote in the 2024 elections for president, Congress, and other offices? Will you definitely?
I'll be voting, definitely.
Okay, thank you. What is your age?
I am 64.
Thank you very much. Just to be sure we're representing everybody, may I ask your race? Are you white or Caucasian? Black or African-American, Hispanic or
white,
Latino?
Okay.
Thank you.
White.
Thinking about the direction the country is headed in, generally speaking, are you very satisfied, dissatisfied, or very dissatisfied with the direction in which the country is headed?
I'm kind of middle of the road. I think there's some good things going on, and I think there's some really terrible things that's going on.
But if you had to choose between satisfied and dissatisfied, to where would you lean?
Satisfied.
Okay, thank you. Now, I would like you to rate your feelings towards some people, organizations, or ideas using a scale from 0 to 100, on which 100 means that you feel very warm and favorable towards them, a 0 means that you feel very cold and unfavorable, and a 50 means that you do not feel particularly cold or warm. You may use any number from 0 to 100, depending on how you feel. And if you have no opinion or have never heard of that person or organization, please just let me know. The first one is woke culture or wokeism.
Well, I'm dissatisfied with that because that's stupid. That's just stupid. You don't call people woke, dumb.
And on a scale from 0 to 100, how would you rate it? How would you rate how you feel?
Very dissatisfied.
But
so
with the scale?
0.
Yeah.
Because,
okay.
You know, I don't want to give that any credit because it shouldn't be, because there should be no anti-woke or woke. Go ahead.
Thank you. Now the next one is Moms for Liberty.
Oh, definitely. That's a 0 too.
The U.S. Department of Education?
Probably 70.
Public schools?
80.
Public school teachers?
80.
Joe Biden?
Joe Biden?
Yes.
Oh, 50.
Donald Trump?
Oh, 0.
Charter schools?
25.
And the National Education Association, or NEA?
70.
Thank you very much. Generally speaking, how would you rate the quality of public schools in your neighborhood? Would you rate them as excellent, good, just fair, or poor?
Good.
Thank you. Would you say that public schools in your neighborhood are getting better, staying the same, or growing worse?
About the same.
No, thank you very much. How important do you think it is for public schools to prepare students for each of the following? Please rate each of the following topics on a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means it is very important for public schools to prepare students, satisfied means that it is very important for public schools to prepare students, and zero means that it is not important at all for public schools to prepare students regarding the topic. You can use any number between 0 to 10. The first one is, how important is it for public schools to prepare students to truthfully understand all of American history, the good and the bad?
10, definitely 10.
Okay. Thank you. How important is it for public schools to prepare students to help America compete and beat other countries in the future tech and global job market?
10.
How important is it for public schools to prepare students to our responsibilities in democracy, the importance of civic engagement and voting?
10. You teach them in civics class. Okay.
Thank you. How important is it for public schools to prepare students to embrace American values and be proud American citizens?
Well, that's what we're all taught to do, so it should be a 10 like everybody else, okay?
Thank you. How important is it for public schools to prepare students to become more organized and have structure?
I think that comes from the family, too, so mm-hmm. I'm going to say about an 8.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, how important is it for public schools to prepare students to provide basic life skills like handling finances and budgeting?
Well, they need to do that. That's about a 9.
Thank you. Would you say that your state spends just about the right amount, too much, or not enough on public school education?
Not enough.
Have you attended a local public school board meeting in the last 2 years?
No.
How much have you heard, seen, or read about critical race theory, or CRT?
A lot.
Thank you. As you may have heard, a critical race theory, or CRT, which is not actually taught in K through 12 public schools, is being banned by some lawmakers. Some say that banning CRT is simply playing politics with education. Would you agree or disagree that CRT bans are mainly about politics?
You know, what I think about that is that we need to teach our people what we learned in schooling. Mm-hmm. We don't need to hold back anything. I don't know how to answer that question. I think that's rhetoric, that CRT crap. You know what I mean? We just need to teach our kids the same thing that we learned and not take anything out and not hide the Holocaust and not hide slavery and all that. So I don't know how to answer that question.
Thank you very much for your opinion. We can move on from this question. The next question is, how much have you heard, seen, or read about attempts to remove or ban books that discuss slavery or racism from public schools?
Oh, that's absolutely absurd.
So
they don't need to be banning that book at all. They started to ban or take out the book The Color Purple. For crying out loud, I wrote one of my grad papers on that. That's stupid.
So how much have you heard, seen, or read about it? A lot, a little, nothing at all?
A lot.
Okay, thank you.
It's one of my pet peeves, what they're doing. So.
Okay, thank you. Now, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. A certain amount of politics is unavoidable in classroom discussions. Teachers should have the freedom to discuss and educate students on all political viewpoints without censorship.
I think if they're going to do both, they need to educate on both sides of the aisle, not just one. So yes, but they have to be done in equal fashion.
So would you somewhat agree or somewhat disagree with it, with the statement?
I somewhat agree.
Thank you. public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how we continue
strongly
to affect us today.
Strongly agree.
Thank you. Teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum.
I kind of agree with that because a lot of these parents aren't educated. And I think we need to hold the education people, the specialists, the curriculum specialists to what is, I don't know. So what's your question there? How do I answer it?
Would you strongly agree or somewhat agree?
That parents should put their nose in it? No, I don't agree with that at all.
Well, the question was, the statement was, teachers are professionals who can be trusted to decide what information to teach children. Individual parents shouldn't be able to dictate a school's curriculum. Would you strongly agree or somewhat agree with that?
I somewhat agree.
Okay, thank you. And now, and I just want to take a few seconds to thank you for your kindness and your patience, but we still have a few more questions to go. So bear with me. Now, I'm going to read you a list of ideas that some say would help improve the quality of public schools. For each one, please tell me whether you strongly support, somewhat oppose, or strongly oppose it. The first one is adding armed security guards to patrol all K through 12 public schools.
Somewhat agree.
Somewhat support it?
Yes.
Thank you. The next one is increasing teacher pay.
Absolutely. Definitely support.
That was strongly support. You cut off for a minute.
Yes.
Somewhat support or strongly support?
Strongly support.
Okay, thank you. Removing books from school libraries that contain sensitive or controversial topics.
I don't agree with that, so somewhat disagree.
Somewhat opposes?
Yes.
Teaching about America's history of slavery and segregation.
Absolutely. Whatever the top one is, I do agree.
So strongly support or somewhat support? Do you strongly support it? Or
yes, Are we almost done?
Almost there.
Okay, because I have company here, so we'll have to go fast.
Then, yes, we will go fast. So we're about to be finished, I promise. The next one is raising the standards for entry into the teaching profession, including tougher certifications and licensing requirements. Do you strongly support it, somewhat support it, somewhat oppose it?
Yeah, we don't want people that aren't educated teaching our children. And then some of the schools down south, that's what they're doing. So I strongly agree.
Okay, thank you. Now, some cities have approved a new Black Studies curriculum for K through 12 public schools. And this new Black Studies curriculum teaches children about early African civilizations, the Black experience in America, and the contributions and accomplishments of African Americans. Knowing this, do you support or oppose the decision to add a Black Studies unit to the K through 12 public school curriculum?
I do not oppose. I think that is absolutely good.
I strongly support. Thank you. Next, I'm going to read you some arguments that others might make about education in America. Please rate using a scale from 0 to 10, where 10 means that you find it a very convincing argument, 5 means that it is somewhat a convincing argument, and 0 means that it is not at all a convincing argument. You can use any number between 0 and 10. The first one is teachers have a responsibility to ensure that their lessons reflect an accurate history of this nation and the world we live in. So when radical politicians and parents attempt to whitewash history and remove the parts that they say are too dangerous or unpleasant, we must fight back. These attempts to rewrite history not only diminish the injustices experienced by generations of Americans, but they also prevent educators from challenging our students to achieve a more just future.
Oh, I strongly intend. Pam, I agree with that.
Thank you. The next one is, last year, the American Library Association reported that attempts to censor or ban books reached an all-time high, and 2023 is likely to break that record again. Most of the books targeted include LGBTQ characters, characters of color, or discuss themes like racism. We know from history that the road to tyranny starts with censorship and book banning. We must oppose this deeply undemocratic and anti-American push to censor books.
Oh, I strongly agree with that, too.
So from the scale from 0 to 10?
10.
Thank you. And the last one for this section is, those who fear that kids are being indoctrinated with lessons about race and gender in schools are missing the point of the whole point of education. Education isn't just memorizing math equations or learning to spell. It is also engaging critically with life's most difficult questions. If children don't if children don't have these conversations in school, how can we expect them to think for themselves and form opinions as adults? Schools is the perfect place to have conversations about challenging topics, and teachers know how to lead these conversations, these discussions in a respectful manner, unbiased, and age-appropriate way.
I would say about a 7 on that one, because I think it mostly starts at home, but yes, school needs to do it too.
Okay, so, thank you. Thank you. Sometimes over the course of a survey, and people's opinions change. So once again, please tell me whether you agree or disagree with the following statements. Public school students should learn about the history of racism and slavery in the United States and how it continues to affect us today.
Yeah, and I don't have time to finish it up. If I say something, that's the way I agree. So you don't have to ask me the questions all over again. I don't have
to. We just need to reassure that your opinions hasn't changed during the course of the survey.
My opinions aren't going to change. I'm a very opinionated woman, and I know myself very well, and I'm not going to change my opinion. So put me down as all the what I said. I'm 64 years old, and I know my mind. So let's go. I got to go.
What time can we call you back to finish the survey?
You can call me back in about an hour.
Okay, well, we will call you back to finish it. We're about to be finished. Okay. Damn. Oh, God.